All the Beautiful Things You Love, written by Jonathan Seidler and read by Emma Woods. The sky in London high summer is a pinnacle of graphic design. A steadfast blue with no fixed centre, bleeding orange and yellow at the fringes, dye that runs off into a false horizon, hovering among the pubs and council flats. In the park where Ellie cycles laps to forget about Enzo, the atmosphere swoops dangerously close to the desiccated grass, every turn a brilliant lens flare. London summer evenings don't fade so much as melt, and as she rounds the far double gates of Vicky Park, where the lake is now darker than the sky it reflects, Ellie enthusiastically soaks it in. When Enzo bought her the bike for her birthday, already adjusted for her height and wrapped in chrome silver, the only colour he correctly assumed would complement her monochromatic wardrobe, he insisted she learn to ride without hands. Ellie, having not been on two wheels since a disastrous series of spills on Regent's Canal during her first year as a Londoner led her to believe she was simply too gangly to manoeuvre any type of vehicle, was instantly dubious.
No hands! What are you, 12?
Don't be funny, it's amazing, there's no feeling like it.
What if I wobble? She asked. I could fall.
No.
He looked directly in her eyes with the earnestness that made him attractive to almost all women and a fair number of men.
It is all, how do you say, mental.
Are you saying I'm mental?
Yes,
he said, clasping her hands excitedly and completely missing the gag.
There is nobody more mental than you.
It doesn't take Ellie nearly as long as expected to get back on the saddle, using the pumping power of her legs to steady the frame of the machine as she tentatively practices removing one hand, ever so slightly, from the brown faux leather handlebars, and then, soon enough, the second. With practically zero fanfare, she becomes a devil on two wheels as she and her boyfriend glide through the park at sunset, pedalling swiftly down straight paths before leaning back and hitting cruise control. Enzo grew up whipping around the back streets of Naples on scooters with his two sisters yelling at him to go faster and had long ago abandoned any lingering sense of physical danger. He was right. The sensation of propelling forward on a bicycle without holding it was truly singular, so freeing it almost felt like flying at low altitude. Ellie soon found that she could achieve higher speeds when she wasn't crouched over, her bike frame capturing vignettes of the turquoise Tuscan ombre that spilled across her field of vision as she sat back, arms by her side in a deep flow state. Once, on a particularly long stretch between the pub and the park's edge, Enzo had reached out for her hand while they were in motion. It hadn't lasted long, but the tandem connection had the crackle of something timeless and graceful, like a scene from a silent movie.